Hello and welcome to the WTF1 Fantasy F1 Show with me, Amber Jones, the lovely Hayden Gullis, and today we have a very special guest, and we're going to be chatting all things Chinese Grand Prix with, and grid rival, who to pick, who not to pick, and that lovely special guest we have today is the wonderful Shanna. So thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on. I can't wait.
How have you been finding grid rival?
Oh, so it's actually the first time I've decided to hop on the F1 fantasy or fantasy sports of like any kind. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to wrap my head around it to start. I was like, oh, okay, just pick some drivers and pick a team. Kind of went into it not logically. Instead, just picked my faves. And we're going to change that, I think, coming on. So yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're improving, I'd
we
say.
Are.
I think I...
You improved a little bit.
I've gone up, down, up, down, but I think I did exactly what you did. Mm-hmm. I just kind of picked, like, oh, I want this driver. Yeah. They're a good driver. It comes back to bite you in
it really does.
That place, doesn't it? It's awful. But Hayden, you're doing fantastic.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to brag or anything, but I was the highest scoring person last week. Scored the most points. Just to go through all the other statistics, most improved team value of 9 million, most overtakes of 7. So, you know
not to brag.
Not
a few
at
little
all.
Things, moved myself the order, and now sitting very comfortably in P6.
Okay, well, let's take a look at your team then, Hayden. Who have you got? And then Shanna will look at yours and see, where are we going wrong?
Okay, so
who did you have for that round?
Who do I have for that round? Results, let's have a little look. Who do I have for that round? I've got the team. Nothing's really changed too much. Verstappen. I think it's simple for everyone to pick Verstappen. He's probably going to win unless his brakes are going a bit hoo-ha. Magnussen was put in my team for that race.
Yes.
Hülkenberg was put in my team for that race. Tsunoda was put in my team for that race. Three of them that did well in the midfield. And Tsunoda got point. I don't know who I had in that spot that I've switched Zhou in. I've put Zhou in for this week because I'm just trying to buy low. Mm-hmm. Hope they have a good result. And then get the money back when they switch out. And I've got Red Bull as my team. But I can't remember who. I think it was Bottas. I think I had Bottas
quite a
before.
Strong team. Yeah, so Hayden, looking at your past one for the Japanese Grand Prix, you got Max Verstappen, Bottas, Kevin Magnussen, Hülkenberg, Tsunoda, and then Red Bull.
And
that
Hülkenberg
seems
was my star.
Like a super strong team. Yeah, so Hülkenberg got you 238 points being the star driver. So Hayden, I think you did quite well there. You were like 13,
quite well.
14.
That was the best one all week.
There's the humble brag coming back
know,
in.
I know. So what tips can you give to us then when picking our teams?
Well, we spoke last time with Cameron Das, and I think he had a very, very good strong point where you get people at their lowest when they're currently going down in terms of value.
Yep.
So it saves you money. And then bank on them having a couple of good results, get the money back for you. And I gained like 9 million in terms of profit. So my team value is now, it was, I think, just less than 100 million going into this race, and now it's 106 million, and I've got 3 million in the bank now as well. So that's a tactic that I'm going to be doing. I'm looking as well. I don't think going for the top drivers is necessarily the best thing. So like going for Max Verstappen, if it was like normal F1 fantasy, yeah, sure, because they only give points for what points to get on track. But it's much better, I feel like, to go for someone in the midfield who beats their average performance. But it is very closely contested in that sort of area. So I think try and save money, buy low, people who still get some decent points for you, and then you get some better team value. And then by the end of the season, you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to have Max, I'm going to have Perez, I'm going to have Leclerc, and you just have all the top drivers.
Just to bring it home.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what, Hayden? I think you've got some good points there because, Shanna, looking at your team, I thought, that's a strong team. Why would that not get you a lot of points? But, yeah, you know, you're not too high up in the standing.
Yeah,
neither am I, so don't worry about that. But you've got Max Verstappen. This is the Japanese Grand Prix. Max Verstappen, Oscar Piastri, Alex Albon, Nico Hülkenberg, Yuki Tsunoda. But your contender is Williams. Your constructor, I mean, is Williams. I think that's potentially what brings you down because you've got Max. So automatically you're getting super high points. Alex Albon, though, didn't bring you a lot of points in comparison to your start driver, Hayden. So potentially that's also where you're going wrong.
He did crash out or get crashed out, to be fair. So it was a bit unlucky with that one.
Really was.
Yeah, it's the same when I watched that and went, oh no. Yeah. Honestly, I think you need to stay with the Haases for a star driver.
I think Alex Albon,
but even when he doesn't crash out, he's not getting loads of points as a star driver. I do think you should stay with the Haases. But have you made any swaps?
So I have. So I was glad you said take out Max because I did. I decided, all right, we're taking Max out.
Was that out of contract or did you have to pay?
No, I think I had to pay. See, the money thing, I'm still getting my head wrapped around that. So for now, we're just trying to get the points up. So we took out Max because, unfortunately, so Williams, this is my whole, they're my team. I love them. Mm-hmm. So of course I put them in first. Yeah, that's why Williams. I chose them.
Okay.
And then I realized, it's not doing well at the moment. So I had to go, but that was all I had as well, money-wise. That was the only way it worked. So I was like, okay, we're going to sell Max, get some money in, get a couple of better drivers and a better team. Now, saying that, better team, did go for Haas. So
I don't think it's about two.
I think it's a possibility because they are doing better than expected.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that they could. And I think each week they could pull out the bag a little bit. So I've gone with Haas and hopefully we can make the step ups later and they can, you know, bring me a couple of points here and there. And then I brought in Fernando instead. Okay. So I brought Fernando in. We've got Oscar.
That's an easy one to get teammate points. Yeah, so I love Stroll. You're always going to get beaten by Alonso like 19 times out of 20. So.
Yeah, but then we had a chat last week that Lance Stroll was actually a really good star driver.
No, he's good because he improves and gets overtakes because he takes the day off on quali. But I think Alonso, you're guaranteed those teammate points.
Yeah. Well, I've got both of them in my team.
Even better.
So,
covering all the bases. Put it that way. And then we've got Yuki and then Nico because,
two strong ones as well.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we don't really have too many, I guess, any of the top ones, I'd say. But I'm banking on the whole do well in the midfield.
From listening to that, it sounds like we should have you on the next one. And then you can do what I did at the start of this one and start bragging about most points, most,
how well
most
you
gained.
Fingers crossed.
That sounds like a
strong
team.
That's what I want to hear.
That sounds like a strong team.
Oh, gosh, guys, I don't know where I'm coming up in this. Like, currently I'm ninth.
You went up, though.
I was, sixth, and then I went down to, 11th, and then at the start of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been jumping up and down.
That's right. I was 11th, and then I dropped down to 14th. So, you know, underdog story.
You're
going to do it
at
Williams or a Haas, and we'll get there.
Well, Haas, definitely keep me your team. Williams, I wouldn't advise. But I think, no, I've not got a strong team. I was going to say, maybe I've got a strong team this week. I don't think I have.
Go on, then.
So Leclerc, I've got him. Mm-hmm. Hulkenberg, Bottas, and Piastri. So they were my team from last race as well, but also for this race. However, my constructor was gone. So I thought, I didn't lock Mercedes in for long enough. I had Red Bull at the start of the season. Didn't lock them in for long enough. Couldn't get Red Bull again. Went to Mercedes. I thought, what can I do now? What can I do? I only had 33 left to play with. So I was like, okay, what can I get? What can I get? I really want a strong constructor. Have to. That's going to bring my team back up. So I bought Ferrari for 26.8 mil.
Mm-hmm.
That only left me with six mil left?
Not
I thought,
great.
What can I do? I have to go for Sargent.
Logie
I don't
want to
do it. I don't want to do it. He lost me points when, was it last few rounds? Because I didn't swap him out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I've got a strong team there.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a little bit sad that I've got Piastri. So I brought him in on the basis I thought he was going to do really well.
Yeah.
But I think Lando Norris gets a little bit more points than him because he gets those teammate points as well when he obviously beats him. Sure. So I don't know how my team's looking, really. I'm not too sure how I'm going to do, to be honest.
I mean,
Shanna, you've got the strongest team.
I'm banking on the Chinese Grand Prix to mix things up a little bit, but at the same time, you know, those standard ones, they've been doing well. Let's hope they continue to do well.
Yeah.
But
Hayden, how do you think the Chinese Grand Prix is going to go?
Oh, give me chaos. Give me chaos and have all of my drivers in the top five and that'd be perfect.
Well, chaos is what they're saying.
Yeah, no practice.
Please. Sprint
should
race.
Should definitely spice up
5 years
in the mix and then a nice podium of Verstappen first and then Zhou's home Grand Prix second.
Oh, love that.
Two Haas's third, fourth.
Oh, wow.
And
Yuki
Tsunoda in fifth. Yeah.
Bold.
Yeah. Okay. No, so we'll put Perez in there as well because he's got Red Bull as a team. Give me some strong points.
Hayden's just pushing his team, isn't he?
No, I think that's realistic.
Yeah.
I think that's really realistic.
100%.
Chaos at China.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring that result.
I guess
and you're
you
all
never
gonna be laughing
know.
Now. But you won't be laughing next time this podcast comes
Is there going to be some sort of prize or something that if we get it right, we can win?
No, I'm not going to get it
right. He's like,
no,
you're not a betting man.
Not that confident.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. Okay, realistic podium predictions. What are you going with, Hayden?
Okay, so we got Max, Perez, Sainz, Leclerc, Piastri.
Oh, wow. Top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just boring F1. That's how it's going to be.
That's the thing. I think it's quite predictable. But Shanna, what are you going with?
Okay, so I didn't go for five. I just went for top three. And I went Max, Charles, Lando. Because I'm thinking with the sprint race, something could happen. I don't know, maybe we'll have some cars get damaged. Who knows? And it's just being so long.
Williams lose another chassis.
We can't do that. We don't have the Williams. We lose that. We don't. Oh, no.
They're just running around the track.
They might. It might be better for them. Yeah. They might actually finish.
Golf caddies, maybe.
So yeah, that's just going to be mine. So a little bit different.
Yeah,
kind of calling like Sergio out of that. Lando, I'm questionable, but I'm thinking, you know, possibly. I'd like to. My predictions are never too logical. I like to throw.
We prefer that
a little bit
because I think I'm too realistic. Hayden's too chaotic, and yours is like smack bang in the middle. Maybe. Max. What about top five then?
Oh, okay. So after that, you know what? I'm gonna have to put Sergio as a four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then fifth, logical with my heart. With my heart, I want to say Oscar, but we're going to put Carlos.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the more realistic approach, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But you two have got some bold podium predictions.
Have we?
Oh, actually, maybe not you, Hayden. Oh, sorry, your chaotic one.
My chaotic one. Crazy. Bold, yeah,
your realistic
what
one.
What I want to happen.
Yeah, very bold.
That's what will happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of sticking with Hayden a little bit, mm-hmm. with obviously Max Perez,
yeah.
Sainz, Leclerc. Fifth is always difficult for me because obviously top four, I'm like easy.
No,
Red Bull,
fifth is easy
Ferraris.
For you. Fifth, what you do with your predictions is you listen to mine and then you say, for my fifth option, you just choose the other McLaren driver.
So I can back this. This is so not true. So we have a group chat and we get asked, you know, what are your podium predictions?
Yep.
And whoever puts it in first, then
and you
Hayden
put it in first once.
So the first few races,
I was live at the time.
Hayden
so
beat
I can't
me.
Put them in.
No.
Yeah, but you could just hold back each time. You choose to be first.
Yeah.
Like, that's part.
It's the racing driver in me. Oh. Can't help it.
Snooze, please. That's the thing. So Hayden put his in first, but me and Hayden are the same, like, because it's too realistic. It's too, you know what's going to happen. It's so predictable. Mm-hmm. And Hayden's like, you're copying me. However, I got it in twice first before Hayden. And then Hayden likes to say, oh no, now I don't know what to do because I've got the same one as you. So it looks like I'm copying you. But Hayden, we're just in sync.
We are just in sync.
Or F1 is just becoming too predictable.
Yeah,
maybe.
It is certainly.
Maybe it's
that. it is really just that P5 is the only difference, really. Or sometimes you prefer Leclerc over Sainz. Compared to me.
Well, the thing
none
is,
of us the same Perez over Verstappen.
No.
That's
I'm more of a Leclerc fan, but I think Sainz is just really performing so well this season, so I now obviously put him above Leclerc.
I've kind of gone because Carlos has been doing so well, I feel like the shoe has got to drop, so that's why I'm putting Charles ahead this time. And I also feel like there's so much drama with, you know, Ferrari not getting Charles ahead and keeping Carlos in front, which was a surprise. Mm-hmm. So I feel like something's going to happen in China and it's going to be the other way around. Plus, I don't know. I think his new puppy might be a good luck charm too.
Oh, the puppy.
You see that little hairbag.
Cute. Yes.
Don't understand why it's being carried around everywhere.
Because it's just a little puppy. It's such a rich person thing,
though.
It's like going to be a little dog. I love it. I get to see it.
Yeah. We're not hating. We love the little puppy getting carried around. Why are you a Williams fan? I just want to expand on that. Where did that come from?
That sounded very
good. Why?
Why?
Why? Where? Are you okay? No, Williams, a great team. You know, a lot of people love it. But where did that come from?
I grew up so hearing all about the history of it and having Claire as a team principal really like made me want to go for it more. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching Formula One. Both of my parents are massive Formula One watchers. So I guess you could say I grew up with the history of Williams actually being something that was talked about rather than it now being squashed by how bad they're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've always loved an underdog too.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of all that together. And I just had reasons for other teams to not want to go for them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Williams had a couple of reasons to go for them and no reason not to. So I was like, yes. And then I'm loyal to the core. So the moment I picked them, I stuck with them. Was it the right decision? Yes, because I'm loyal and I love them.
Yes, exactly.
But so I'm just going to carry on. And I just know that there's going to be a day they're going to come back and I'm going to be like, I told you so.
Yeah.
See, it's coming.
Loyal
James
Vowell
on our team as well. I mean, I don't blame anyone for not supporting him. Listening to that man talk, I'm in love. I'm like, you can talk and explain Formula One to me for days. I'm listening. My ears are enjoying that.
Wow. Are you his biggest fan, Hayden?
Oh, yeah. I mean, James Vowell, when he talks, is just, it's soft. It's
calm.
But it's so in depth. And you listen to him and think, you are the man who's going to make Williams good again.
Mm-hmm. It does fill me with confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
But okay. Then the chassis problem happened, and I'm like, huh. It's next time. We'll get it back to after Miami, restart.
Every time you fly, you're like, I'm forgetting something. And unfortunately for Williams, it was quite a big thing, right? It was a chassis, but someone misplaced it, clearly. They just forgot.
Hey, it's okay. We've got a brand new steering wheel, though, now. You know, the dash is actually on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. So we're going up. We're making moves. It was steering wheel instead of chassis this time. It's like one has to come and one has to go.
Williams bringing all the drama to the 2024 season. Okay, so looking at our standings at the minute, we've got Nadia Elf first, Alex Gillen second, and Turn It Up Louder third. So, strong team from you, Shanna. Where do you think you're going to be in the standings after the next race?
So I'm 14th now. Mm-hmm. I am hoping, let's say, I'm going to crack the top 10. We're going to go with 10th.
Okay.
I think in the points. Chance. I think maybe even higher because everyone's still quite close together. I mean, you're 280, I believe, off of the top. Okay. I think we were quite low last week. I think I was 13th and I've gone up to 6th.
Oh, that's so a good job.
You can change quite quickly in it with a really strong performance. Quick shout out to those who have taken part in our overall global WTF1 league. So we've currently got in first position Sunha, Toto Wolf, and Dive Bomb is in third. So congratulations to you three. Absolutely killing it so far. And the best three from the last race in Japan with the most points scored was Brooke Mac 11. Hannah Atkinson got in there somehow in second.
Hannah's
she smashed last
doing
week.
Well.
How was I not up there? I scored more there than last week. Unless she's got a second team. And then Dive Bomb was in there as well. So our social media guru, WTF1 Hannah, getting themselves up in the podium. I see how it is.
I think we need to work a little bit harder. We're fronting the Golden Helmet League, and I think we need to get up there a little bit.
That's true. You've been getting advice from everyone you've had on. You should be right there at the top.
We're clearly not listening very well.
We're going over the data.
I'm 822 in the global one, so it's not going that well.
No, it's money. That's always my problem. I'm like, oh no, I've got no money left. I just need to grab anyone. So yeah, I think next time more strategy involved. Mm. Your strategy's getting up there. You know, you're doing well. Maybe I'll take a leaf out of your book. And Hayden, you're doing really well as well. So it's just me.
I think it just takes a couple of races just to kind of work out, okay, how does this fantasy league work? What do I need to do? And, you know, there's definitely certain different ways. I'm taking a bit of a hit on points. Well, at least I thought it was. Clearly I'm not. But
not anymore.
I thought I was going to take a hit on points. Just buy cheap. But clearly it works.
Yeah, that's where I'm going wrong. Okay, to end this, I'm going to ask you one bold prediction. Ooh. For the race. Something, what do you think's going to happen that's quite out there?
Okay. This is where you're perfect for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bold prediction. Let's go proper out there. You know what? I'll do it for you with your Logan Sargeant.
Oh, gosh.
Logan Sargeant in the points.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get my team up on Grid Rival. Mm. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Wow. That is bold.
That is bold.
My bold one is Pigs Will Fly in that case. I'm going to go Nico Hülkenberg will finish in the top 7.
Okay. I like that because he's on my team. So I'm happy
so
to
you're
take
happy.
That.
He might also be my star driver, hence why I've said that. But
a bit biased there.
Always biased.
I feel like that's not bold enough.
What? Ooh. Top 5? Podium?
Yeah, top 5. I'll take top 5. Yeah.
Do you know what though? If something crazy happens, maybe that could be realistic. I think I'm going to go with Zhou because, you know, home race and all. Yep. So why not give him a bit of support? Get P9.
Okay.
A bolder prediction would have been Zhou gets a normal pit stop. That would have been a bolder one.
Yeah, maybe
less
a good
than,
pit
less
stop.
Less than 15 seconds. That's a bold prediction.
The thing is, it's already a crazy race, so I just think their pit stops probably just going to be extended by like another 30 seconds out of nowhere. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they're doing very well at the minute.
No, they're really not.
Unfortunately not. But thank you so much for joining us today, Shanna. Hopefully we can take some tips from her team. We'll see how you perform. Thank you so much for joining us at home as well. It's a pleasure having you here, Hayden. Make sure you get in our WTF1 league and you can actually compete with us in the Golden Helmets to see how we're doing. We'll see you then.